Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on episode 1338 of the weekday podcast. We've been talking about being overwhelmed, and that's true for almost every human I know. We all have different degrees of being overwhelmed. Well, we started off on Monday talking about how God doesn't keep office hours. He's always available to us, so go to Him immediately. That God doesn't withhold forgiveness. He doesn't just linger and use it as a weapon. God always forgives. And today I want us to talk about how God never leaves us hopeless. No matter what, He never leaves us hopeless. I love that. You see, one of the most beautiful things that we read in Psalm 130 is this. The psalmist says, I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on Him. I have put my hope in His word. I long for the Lord more than centuries long for the dawn. Yes, more than centuries long for the dawn. So you can imagine the centuries working on the wall at night, and they cannot wait for the warmth of that sunshine and a new day to begin. When the psalmist says in verse 5, though, that he waits for the Lord, he doesn't mean for forgiveness. You see, forgiveness is assured as soon as we confess whatever it is in our soul that needs to be confessed. Instead, the psalmist, he waits for the Lord to deliver him from the mess of being physically or emotionally overwhelmed. And if you're like me, I know what both of those feel like, and I know even more so what they feel like when they happen simultaneously. Stars might burn out and mountain walls might endure, but God is true, my friend. His promises are sure to those who seek His face. The fastest way out of overwhelm is in an ongoing conversation with the Creator and Sustainer of the universe. But verses 5 and 6 have a far wider application that we shouldn't miss. They express the earnest longing of the believer as they look for the coming of Jesus to translate the true home in heaven. In the midst of that hope, we won't be disappointed. You see, when you get to the last two verses of the 130th Psalm, verses 7 and 8, this is where we see that God never leaves us hopeless. The Lord will not allow His children if we seek His way and His will in the unsustainable state of overwhelm. Listen to what the text says in verse 7. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflows. And then in verse 8, He Himself will redeem Israel from every kind of sin. The last two verses of Psalm 130 might be thought of as the psalmist's story, because every story matters. After his prayer for deliverance had been answered, having proved God's faithfulness for himself, he wants others to share the experience as well. It's always this way, isn't it? If a person really believes something, then they are anxious to communicate it to others. A great movie, a great restaurant, a great book. So, the whole of Israel is to be encouraged and a hope in the Lord. And there's three reasons that are given. First, His mercy is unchanging. Second, His redemption is abundant in its supply. It never ends. And third, His willingness to redeem His people from all of their sin is perfectly assured. God, my friend, never leaves us hopeless. So if you looked at the last 3 days, you would say God doesn't keep office hours. God doesn't withhold forgiveness. God doesn't leave us hopeless. So we call on God and we expect and know that He will forgive us. That way we can in turn forgive others. When we count on Him, we have hope in His word, hope in His promises, and it's more than just hope, it is certainty, because every promise God has made has been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. And then love, CFCL, love. He wants to make us right with Him in His redemption plan by allowing Christ to continually offer us forgiveness. My friend, listen, these four letters are powerful. CFCL. Write them down and place them somewhere and recognize we can always call on God. We can always count on Him to forgive. We can always count on Him and have hope in Him. And we can always find love in His presence. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and go in peace.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.